أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون الآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him and I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and the seed of all the prophets. For Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and fabrication and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam leads to hellfire. I repeat again, indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I repeat again and I explain it a little bit. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam, regardless this addition in the belief or addition in the practice or addition in the saying and the zikr, any addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hell fire. Inshallah, our last lecture for today is concerning the tazkiyah. And I would like to explain to you first what is tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is a tahara, or a numu, or a zakah, al-ulu, tanqiyah, which is supposed to mean purification. Okay? Purification, or to grow, or to be far from deficiency and mistake, and also means sifting and cleaning, and all the things come under the meaning of tazkiyah. So the tazkiyah means how to clean your heart, how to purify your soul, how to make your soul grow and love the good and hate the bad. This is basically what tazkiyah is about. Something zaki is something good, something good. Tazkiyah means purification, to purify, to clean, to make something good, to make it good, okay? And what we do actually to the animal when we slaughter it, we call tazkiyah. That means to make it halal, to make it good. Okay, to make all this filth and all this blood come out of it. So now this is zakah. And the zakah, which is what's your portion of the money that you're taking out of your wealth and give to the poor, is called also tazkiyah, because it makes you grow, or make your wealth to grow, or make your blessings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this meaning comes under the word of tazkiyah. The importance of tazkiyah in Al-Islam, in actuality, the deen of Islam, the religion of Islam, solely came for the purpose of to elevate us, to purify us, to cleanse us, to make us a better human being. So this is the purpose of Al-Islam, is how to make the human being stop being greedy, stop being selfish, thinking about only themselves, only thinking about this life, how to get closer to Allah, how you can care for your Muslim brother, okay, that none of you will be a believer until he loves his Muslim brother, what he loves for himself. The whole thing is about how to make you good person. He was talking extra about human relationship, because this is part of it, okay? How to be good, how to improve yourself, how to elevate yourself, how to become a person who is for others, feel for others. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the example of the believer, okay, is the way how they care for one another, assist one another, help one another. مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the likeness of the believer, the way how they care for one another, love one another, assist one another like one body. If one member of this body suffers, the whole body will suffer. We are not going to come to this stage until we purify ourselves. We care for one another, help one another, assist one another. That when somebody crying, as if means crying. When somebody hurts, this is you hurt, not him or her. That all of us hurt. This is the way what we call about how to feel for one another, care for one another. And this is not going to come until we elevate ourselves. Instead, only I love myself, only give me, give me, give me. No, you try to care for others, to think for others, to assist others, to think for about and caring for others, all the things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about this nature of this deen and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do for the Muslims in this Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 2, 57. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila al-nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum al-taghut yukhrijunahum min al-nur ila al-zulumati. That Allah is the friend, Allah is the wali, Allah is the protector of who? Alladhina amanu. So only through iman, Allah will be our wali. Allah will be our protector. And if Allah became your protector, if Allah became your wali, if Allah became your friend, what he will do to you? يُخْرِجْهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. This is the tazkiyah. Okay? This is the purification. This is the improvement and uplifting for your soul. So Allah will get you out of the darknesses and put you away the light. Allah waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila al-nur. Allah is the friend and the wali, the protector of those who believe. He will get them out of the darkness to the light. And this is the highest way of purification and tazkiyah. Because as long as you're living in darkness, living in slavery, selfishness, only thinking of your only kid, you're still living in this darkness. But when you become a mu'min, you become a believer, you become a Muslim, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will snatch you out of the darkness, out of the jahiliyyah, out of this worry and out of this problem that have no end. And he will put you up in the light. And Allah say, out of the darkness to the light. So the light is only one, my brothers and sisters, but the darkness is many. The jahiliyyah is a lot. The problem, the corruption, the deviation is a lot. But as-sirat al-mustaqim is one, the way to Allah is one. You see? But only when you submit yourself willingly to Allah, now Allah will take you and guide you. Allah will guide you to what? There is only way. There is only one way. There is no tariqah. There is no tariqah. There is only one tariq called As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, which every day, every Muslim calling in Allah saying what? Ihdina As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Don't say, guide us to Surat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the way. But he says, guide us to what? This is the way, the straight way. Number one. qualification is what? Is one way. Number two is what? Is straight, is not crooked. And this right away tells you that there is no tariqas in Islam. This one is Naqshbandi, this one is Ma'ili, this one is the Haruri, and this one is the all kind of turuq. Okay? There is only one. One way to Allah. One way to Baradai. And this is called As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. And Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. Their friends is the shaitan, is the taghut, is the kafir, is the other one. What they do to them? يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. When Allah is not your friend, now everything else will be your friend. The shaitan, the kafir, the money, the women, the drugs, the tariqas, the sheikh, the sufis, the everything, name it. And what they will do to you? They will get you out of the light and put you in the darkness. Darkness is many, but light is one. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ الطَّاغُوتُ. Those who transgress the limits of Allah, those who make their own ways in the deen, okay? طغى, transgressor, okay? أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. In actuality, my brothers and sisters, the tazkiyah and the upliftment for your soul and its spiritual upliftment is the main purpose of this deen, and this is the dua of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet Ibrahim all the way down was calling in Allah for tazkiyah, for this ummah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 129, ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. O Allah, send among them a messenger who will recite on them your verses and teach them the book and the wisdom and uplift and provide them and clean them and tazkiyah for them. So this is the dua of Ibrahim, and this is the job of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Messenger, to do what? To do what? You have all this job, all this qualification. Number one, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He recites the verses of Allah to them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. He teaches them the Quran. And teaches them the hikmah, which is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what else? وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. To elevate them. To purify them. To clean them. Get them out of the jahiliyyah and get them to the Islam. Get them from the tariqat and put them in the sirat. This is the job of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't come only to recite the Quran. But one of the main jobs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the tazkiyah, the purification of the soul, to get you closer to Allah. So when you make your own way how to get closer to Allah and how you profile yourself, you say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do his job. Now you understand how serious it is? When you think in Islam and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not have the way of tazkiyah, and all what I need uplifting, and I need a spiritual cleaning, and I need to understand to be close to Allah, we say this in the Quran and in the sunnah. And if somebody says that is not there, he invented a new way, he's saying that the Prophet didn't do his job. How he dare to make a statement like this? And I never said this. But do you know what they say in America? I know I'm not in America, I'm in Canada. But they say action is louder than what? Than words. So you're saying it's not saying this, but your action for inventing a different way, you think the Prophet didn't do his job. يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. Recite the verses of Allah. وَيُعَلِّمْهُمْ. To teach them الكتاب, the Quran. And al-hikmah, the wisdom, and what? وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. To uplift them, or to clean them, profile them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Shams, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ دساها وقد خاب من دساها. الله تين أبدل نفس أوكي يرسول ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. That Allah is the one who created the soul, okay? And Allah has given the soul the choice between right and wrong. You have both ways. You be in the mosque or you be in the nightclub. You be in marriage or you be a boyfriend and girlfriend. You be in halal or you're going to be in riba. Allah gives you both ways. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ Okay? وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The way to hellfire and the way to paradise. The way for purification and the way for destruction. And Allah is saying after this, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Indeed, success is the one who what? Who purifies himself. Okay? So the success, my brothers and sisters, for the one who purifies his soul, he cleans his heart, jealous, envy, hatred, suspicion, who cleans his tongue from lying and backbiting, slander, who cleans his hand from stealing, hurting the Muslims, who cleans his limbs from everything that displeases Allah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Success to the one who provides this soul. Success to the one who cleans his heart. Because this is the most important part. Indeed, إِنَّكَ الْقَلْبِ مُضْغَى إِنَّكَ الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَى إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ كُلِّهِ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ كُلِّهِ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. Indeed, there is a part in the body. If it's good, the whole body will be good. And if it's corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted. Indeed, this is the heart. He's the king. Everything else is the soldier. Wherever the king leads, all the soldiers, the army follow. You see? So, profile your soul. Profile yourself. Cleanse your heart. This what is the main thing of Islam, and is no success for a Muslim until he cleans himself. And if you clean your soul, if you clean your heart, if you be good Muslim, now all the other limbs are going to be good because you clean the inside. But if you get only be concerned about the outside and you don't work about the inside, it's not going to help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to cleanse our heart, to purify our soul, because the success lies in perfection and profile and lifting our soul. And this is the da'wah, the invitation of Musa to Fir'aun when he said to him in Surah Al-Naziat, verse number 15, هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَذَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى. Would you let me lead you or teach you to something that will purify your soul? So purification of the soul, cleaning of the heart, improving oneself and personality, it is a part and the foundation of Islam. And Islam came for nothing except to make you a good Muslim. To make you a good Muslim. Good with Allah, good with your parents, good with yourself, good with your family, good to your neighbor and a good citizen. This is what Islam is about. How to make a good person out of you. But the question is, we know the importance of purifying ourselves, cleaning and uplifting and spiritual, but how we can do this? Now, listen very carefully. If you're from Bosnia, from Chechnya, from wherever that you ask it, or you know about the things happening in your country, in Pakistan, in Arabia, wherever you are, listen very carefully. Okay? Because this is the question. The people who have tariqas and they live with tariqas and all what they know tariqas, this man has this tariqa to do, to walk on the fire. This man has this tariqa to stay in a dark room. And this man, he has tariqa to stay 6,000 times. And this one has his tariqa that you kill a chicken and after this you put blood in your body. Everybody has his own way how you're going to profile yourself. And this one, you don't eat meat all your life, okay, or for 6 months. And this one, don't go to your wife. And this one, don't you understand, don't break good or clean clothes. Do you understand, or go to live in the desert. Go live between the... Everybody has his own tariqah. How we can profile ourselves? This is the question. I will tell you. Number one, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is telling us. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, من عمل عملا ليس عليه هدينا فهو رد. This is a golden rule. Put it in your hand, never let it go. You need it every time. Whosoever do any action, whosoever do any action in this deed, not in accordance with the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, is rejected. Can you understand this? If you can understand this, you'll be a king. That means if you do anything, it's not according to Islam, it's not according to Sunnah, it's not going to be accepted, rejected. Do you understand this now? If you pray but you don't pray like the way of the Prophet, your prayer is not accepted. If you make Hajj and your Hajj is not according to the way of the Prophet, your Hajj is not accepted. If you make Dhikr and your Dhikr is not according to the Dhikr of the Prophet, it's not accepted. If you try to profile your soul, profile in a different way from the Prophet, it's not accepted. Any deed have to be what? According the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to this Yahudi, this is Jew. He said to Salman al-Farisi, mocking him like, making fun of him, huh? Like some people do make fun of you. Hey guys, all this stuff in your face, okay? Or what is Kufi wearing? What is the sense of this, this stuff you put in him? You look ugly like this. So this Yahudi will make him fun. And making fun of the believer, the Muslim, is always there. And even in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَاكِهِينَ. Allah recorded in the Quran. When the Muslim is the time of the Prophet, that's the Muslim. Yes, the Muslim. يَتَغَامَزُونَ pushing one another. Look at him, okay? وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. And when they go to their houses, you make fun. Hey, I saw this man today, would you understand? With a long thing in his face, I looked at his sister with something. He's making fun. Even in the time of the Prophet, it's recorded in the Quran. So what do you worry about people laughing at you? Let them laugh. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. Allah saying, he gives it to you back. In the day of judgment, Allah will make you laugh at them. And who's the winner? The one who can laugh the last. Yes. Because they're laughing at us now, but they don't have it. But later when we laugh at them, they don't have a chance to laugh at us. So Allah says, don't worry about it. In the day of judgment, you'll be laughing at them. Okay? So this Yahudi making fun of Salman al-Farisi say, oh, لقد علمكم نبيكم كل شيء حتى الخرأة. Your prophet taught you everything, even how to go to the bathroom. You see? This Yahudi making fun of Salman al-Farisi say, your prophet taught you everything, حتى الخرأة. Even the way how you go to the bathroom. But Salman al-Farisi, he didn't take it as a joke. He said, yes indeed. The Prophet told us everything, even the way how to use the bathroom. And he told us when we go to use the bathroom, we don't make a stinger with our right hand. You see? He told us not to make a stinger, clean our private parts with bones. He told us not to face the Qibla when, or to put our back to the Qibla. Yes, indeed. Why I'm telling you this, my brothers and sisters tonight? That means the Prophet ﷺ had told us everything. Even the bathroom, how to use it. And if the Prophet taught us even how to use the bathroom, he's not going to tell you how to clean your soul and profile your soul. Only he taught you about how to clean your private part, and he's not going to teach you how to profile your heart and your soul. No way. No way. Okay? A person can go buy a shakwa and after this you could not buy, understand the ice cream cone for a dollar. You believe this? You walk man, you put a shakwa. But after this, can you buy it? No, I don't have, I could not. I'm a poor man. You believe this? Does that mean if the person taught you even the simplest thing, he's supposed to be teaching what is more greater? So, never ever try to believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us without teaching us how to do anything to bring us closer to Allah. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, I never left anything bring you closer to Allah except I have told you about it. And I didn't neglect anything which takes you away from Allah except I warned you about it. Allah revealed in Quran, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I completed my favor in you, perfected my religion for you, and I accept the Islam as a religion for you. How Allah will say the deen is complete, and after this shaykh so and so coming with a new tariqah, so how you going to get closer to Allah? So your shaykh, your tariqah, your imam telling you that Allah is not saying the truth. Because Allah say, I complete the deen, but the shaykh is coming with a new tariqah. How you can be closer to Allah? Because the whole thing you want, purify yourself so you can get closer to Allah. So, what is the thing the Quran is about? It's to bring us closer to Allah. Huh? What's the Quran in action? Live the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah, and see how you're going to get closer to Allah. No. The problem that we are not putting our deen in action. Therefore, we think that we don't have enough, so we're waiting for Sheikh so and so, and Imam so and so, and Mawlana so and so, and Beer so and so, and all these things to go to teach us how to get closer to Allah and how to purify ourselves. No. Allah say, I complete the religion. Any Muslim who believes that the religion is complete, they have to understand that the means and the way of everything to please Allah, to bring you closer to Allah, to purify your soul, clean your heart, is in Islam. Purification of the soul comes through two things. One is to do what Allah commands, and number two is stay away from what Allah forbids. It's that simple. This is the only way. This is the only way to be Abdullah, to be beloved by Allah. For Allah to protect you, for Allah to love you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get closer to you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer your prayer. Work hard about these two things, and this is it. Do what Allah says do, and stay away from what Allah says, stay away from it. I'm going to mention about main three ways in Islam how a person can profile himself and improve his deen and get closer to Allah and have his care. Number one, and the most important one, is the belief in the Tawheed. The belief in the Tawheed in Allah, in his attributes, in his qualities, is the most important elements of tazkiyah. Is the most important way for improvement and cleanse yourself and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you know that Allah is Allah, Allah is the king, Allah is the creator, Allah is the giver, Allah is the cause of all causes. So now why are you going to think about a human being? You need to have what you call istighna ani an-nas. That means to be, huh? Anybody can help me with this explanation, istighna ani an-nas? That, huh? To be independent from the people. And to only depend on Allah. And this is the most important thing to really make you feel good, feel that you don't need the people. These are people, is a human being like you, is a place like you.
They themselves, they need. Why I'm going to think about the people? Why I need the people? I need Allah. I need Allah. And Allah is patient to me. If you really get to understand this tawheed, that means put all your trust in Allah. Let Allah be sufficient and sufficient to you. That get to understand that Allah is the giver. Allah is the much. And Allah is the mani'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who withholds. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma la mani' lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minka al-jadd. This is the real tawheed. Oh Allah, no one can give to what you withhold. And no one can withhold whatever you give. And no mighty can help with your mighty. But as long as we don't have the proper tawheed, and we're still thinking about the boss and the manager, and so, he can give me, he could not give me. All what I'm worried about the human being. I'm not worried about Allah. So this is the reason, this is the problem with the human being. They did not get to know Allah. They didn't know Allah, neither they got to know the real estimate of Allah. Because if you get to know who is Allah, and you get the proper estimation of Allah, now you don't have to think about the human being anymore. You don't have to be worried, oh, my father said I could not marry him. So what? Why worry about your father? Do you really trust in Allah? Can you get up at night and call in Allah? Oh, my father said I could not do this. Oh, my mother said, my husband said, my wife said, my brother said, the boss said, the manager said, everybody saying something. But when you're going to think about what Allah is saying, when you put in everybody saying first, and what Allah said, you put in the last thing, now you're getting lost. You don't know what you can do. You're going like in a simple. But if you go direct and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king, and when you know that he's the king, that you know that in his hand everything is there. So you need to go to appeal to Allah, to submit yourself to Allah, to show your weakness to Allah, and now you can get it. You don't have to worry about the people. You see? But because we don't have the proper tawheed, we don't have the proper understanding about Allah, we don't know the attributes of Allah, we did not believe in the attributes of Allah as we're supposed to believe, therefore we always worry about him. This is the most element, the most important element of elevating your soul, purify your soul. You need to purify your soul to cleanse yourself from the shirk. Because you're still thinking about the wali, the peer, the maulana, the sheikh, the manager, the boss, the husband, the wife, the degree, the dollar. You worry about everything. But if you make your main worry in Allah, and make all your worries to be one worry, now this is the time. You see? So believe it in Allah, and stay away from this shirk, thinking about other people. Because the shirk is zulm, and zulumat, is darkness. And if you are in darkness, you could not see. If you believe in other people besides Allah, they have something to do in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reasons. But Allah is the one who had the effect over the reason. Okay? As Allah says that in the qulub al-ibad, Rasulullah sallam says that qulub al-ibad bayna usba'ayn min asabi' ar-Rahman yuqallibuha kayfa yasha. That the hearts of a human being, all of them, between two fingers of Allah's fingers, like one heart, he changes whatever way he wants. So why I have to be worried about the people? Why I don't put my trust in Allah and concentrate on Allah, call it in Allah, and Allah can change the heart of the people. My boss, my manager, my husband, my wife, my whatever it is, Allah can change the heart. But we did not put our trust enough in Allah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَعُودُ بِطَارِ. I swear by Allah, if you trust Allah, the real trust, you see, because there is shaky trust and real trust. So whenever we shake in our faith, we are not getting anything. But when we have the real trust, now, the Prophet, I swear by Allah, if you have the real trust in Allah, He will provide to you like He provide for what? For birds. The birds live in the morning with the empty stomach. They come back home to their nest, it's full day.
Why?
Does he know where is the job? They have a house or a warehouse, they go and get, no, they don't know. Birds, they don't even have a degree, they don't have a master's degree, nothing. They didn't go to college. But they have one thing that most of us lost it or did not got it. They have tawakkul in Allah. So in the morning they don't know where they're going. All what they do, they fly. And they go, somebody is standing eating grab something. But Allah make a risk for this bear coming in the morning to eat what he dropped. And this thing gets, this ant or this roach and the thing gets dead and this is chicken and what is everything happening. It's not happening by itself. Allah plans everything. Allah makes a plan for everything. And this person comes in the morning and doesn't know where, which way to go. Or what is there? Bismillah, I understand, and they go. As Allah says that everything, glorify the name of Allah. But you don't know the glorification. وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. That nothing except to glorify the name of Allah. They have trust in Allah. So in the morning, they leave their nest. Which way? They don't know yet. But they go. They trust in Allah. And they go, they fly. Allah make a way for them. They eat, they fill their belly, they come back to their babies and feed them. But we count on the degree. We count on the machine. We count on our muscles, we count in everything, and the last thing we count in what? Maybe we count on Allah, the last thing. Oh brother, don't worry, I have it. What are you talking about, you have it? What are you talking about, have it? Allah knows best if you'll be able to get up from your bed in the morning or no. You don't know. Okay? So the iman, the belief in Allah, and the unity of Allah, and the asma and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what is going to make the uplifting for your soul. A Muslim who believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Sami' and al-Basir, that believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all hearing, he's the seer, he's going to watch and be careful for what he says and what he do, because he knows that Allah sees him wherever he is and he hears everything he's saying. So now he's not going to be backbiting, he's not going to be slander, he's not going to be lying, because he knows that Allah what? Hears him. So believing in Allah and His attributes, this what is going to make a soul purification. This what's going to cleanse your illness and your sickness and take all the dirt and all the filth out of your heart. Because you believe in Allah. Not only Allah is this and this is, but do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Sami'? And what does it mean that Allah is a Sami', that Allah all hearing? If you know that Allah all hearing, that you're going to hear your lies, are you going to continue lying? You see? So, what is going to make you check your deeds and watch for yourself except the belief in Allah? See, this is the most important thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله احفظ احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, O young man, let me teach you some words that Allah will help you with it. Guard Allah's limit. Allah will protect you. Guard Allah's limit. Do the right thing and stay away from the bad things. Allah will be there for you. If you ask Allah. And if you seek help in Allah. And be aware, if the ummah will get together with you with something, they could not benefit you with something except something Allah has decreed for you. And if they get together to harm you with something, they could not harm you with something, Ahmed, except something that Allah has decreed against you. The pen been lifted and the ink been dried. You see, it's the belief. Is the belief in Allah, in the attributes of Allah,
trusting in Allah, know about the quality of Allah, and putting these things in action, this is what is going to have tazkiyah for our soul. This is what is going to strengthen our iman. This is what is going to make a better Muslim out of us. This is what is going to make us closer to Allah. What was the Jibreel ask the Prophet ﷺ? The Islam, say, oh. They tell me about the iman. Says the iman of Allah. Said, what is al-ihsan? Said, أَتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. What is ihsan? He said that you worship Allah as if you see Him. If you don't have the strength of iman, be aware that Allah, He looks at you. He sees you. It's a matter of a belief, my brothers and sisters. We don't have to invent a new way so we can purify our soul, that we can cleanse ourselves and get ourselves closer to Allah. It's there in the deen. And this is the most important thing, is purification of the soul, to purify your soul from the shirk. What Allah is saying? إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَلْ. Indeed, the disbelievers are what? Yes, say it. Don't be scared to say it. It is the Quran. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَلْ. Indeed, the non-believers are impure. False. Something dirty. What does this mean? If I shake my head with the kafir, does that mean I have to go make wudu again? Sometimes if they wear nice clothes, suits, ties, everything, and they have perfume, it's not safe. The inside. Because he has shirk. He has somebody as son of God. Or he has three in one. Or one in three. Or have all the things. So this is the impurity. Impurity of the soul. The filth is that inside the heart. So when the Muslims, they have their trust in somebody else, or believing in this and believing in that, not all their trust and all their belief in Allah, they have a serious problem. You need to take this shirk out of your heart. You need only to call in Allah. You need only to trust in Allah. And 17 times at least, every day we said what? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. He will worship. The only one we asking for guidance is Thee. But do we really mean what we're saying? You see, this is the problem. Now we need to start to think about what we're saying, and we'll try to understand what does it mean to believe in Allah and Allah alone. Not that Allah exists and this is the mushrikun, they believe that Allah exists. The kuffar, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them, they knew that Allah exists. They knew that Allah is the creator of the heaven and the earth. Do you know this? So why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them? He didn't come to tell them that Allah exists, but he came to tell them, La ilaha illallah. No deity worthy of worship except Allah. That means don't fear anyone to the utmost of fear except Allah. And don't love anyone to the utmost of your love except Allah. And don't devote yourself to anything completely except Allah. And don't obey anybody with its soul in full obedience except Allah. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Don't take other deities beside Allah. Otherwise, they know that Allah exists. It's not a matter of exist. But who's the one you're going to call in Him? And Him only alone. Who's the one that you're going to give your absolutely love? This is what it is. You see? So the iman and the tawheed is the only and the most important element of purification of the soul. Otherwise, if we believe in Allah and we still go to the grave, oh Mawlana, so and so, touching grave, kissing, you understand, doom, and kissing, you understand, grave, and taking here, and said all kind of things, that believing is a rock going to help you, or a dead person going to help you, or a tree going to help you, or something that you are hanging around your neck is going to protect you, you don't know what La ilaha illallah means yet. Therefore, you're never going to purify your soul. Now always your soul going to stay in the darkness. And now you're going to always have a problem reaching Allah. Why? Because you still have shirk. You still believe in Allah and somebody else. You pray up and down to Allah, but when it comes about calling and trusting,
oh Sheikh so and so, oh Maulana so and so, oh Saint so and so, oh TDC so and so,
you go, people go crying there by the grave, by dead people. Dead people, they already dead. And they go and ask them, why don't ask Allah? Allah is al-hayy, alladhi la yamut. Allah is the living one who never dies. We need to know what is Iman, not only talk Iman. We need to trust in Allah and only call in Allah and only give all our love and all our form of ibadah and all our obedience to Allah and know that Allah is the only one can legislate how to live and how to do things. Only Allah. And this is what is going to make purification for your soul and going to remove all the filth that inside the heart, as Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَدْ. Indeed, the mushrikun, those who associate part inside Allah, are what? Impure. Those who want purification for their heart, purification for their soul, they need to take all shirk, all God, all deities which is beside Allah. A person will have purification of the soul by following the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have your love to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your only leader and the only imam and the only example and the only one that you imitate him, this is the only way that's going to purify your soul and clean your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse 164, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. He's the one who had bestowed his favor, that Allah had bestowed his favor, okay, on the believers by sending a messenger among them to recite the verses of Allah and to profile them and to teach them the book and the wisdom. And before this, he used to be in manifest error. Okay? So the purpose of the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to profile us, to make this clear for our soul. Allah is saying in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, you have the best example in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To those who hope in Allah and the meeting of Allah in the day of judgment. Surah Al-Ahzab, I think it's 33, verse number 21. Is this correct? 33? Verse number 21. Okay? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, indeed you have the best example. Listen, the best example in who? Sheikh so and so, Tariqa so and so, Mawlana so and so, Bir so and so. Okay? Forget about all this. Allah says the best example in who? On the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those who really believe in Allah and those who hope to meet with Allah in the day of judgment, if you believe in Allah, you believe in the day of judgment, let the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be your imam and take his way to be your tariqah. Let the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be your tariqah if you want to have a tariqah. There is only one tariq called As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah made a challenge in Quran for those people who claim that they love Allah or they love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who claim that they love this deen and love Allah. Allah said to them, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Imran, verse number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. say, if you really love Allah, follow me. You see, very simple. 1+1=2. If you love Allah, do what? Follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow him in everything, in his saying, in his action, in his appearance, the inward, in his lifestyle, in everything. If you claim to love Allah, follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't deviate. Don't follow another sheikh or another imam or another tariq. Do you love Allah? Are you about this deen? Are you committed? Follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, you are a fake Muslim. Let me put it this way. You only talk in Islam, you are not about it. You want to prove it? Follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you do this, Allah will forgive for you your sins. Allah will love you and forgive for you your sins. You see? He said, if you follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will do what? Allah will love you and forgive you for your sins. So if the Imam of the Tariqah is doing something different from the Prophet Muhammad and he's still following him, how are you going to be accepted by Allah? How are you going to be loved by Allah? How are you going to be even forgiven? And he's still standing and talking about being in Tariqah? What Tariqah are you talking about? The Tariqah of the Shaitan. The Tariqah of the Shaitan, nothing else. Because this was the job of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bring to us the correct Tariqah to Allah. After this, there is no other tariqah. There is no other way for elevation. There is no other way for purification. It's to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the tazkiyah, and this is the purification. To follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his way of life. Look to him. Allah has forgiven him, and Allah has promised him paradise, but he's still doing what? Standing in prayer during the night, until his foot sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his feet swore off. Look the dedication and how being grateful. Say, O Prophet of Allah, why you do this? Allah has forgiven you already. He said, أَفَلَ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I show how to be grateful to Allah? Should I be a grateful slave to Allah? Because Allah forgive me does not mean go to sleep. But because Allah forgive me already and promised me paradise, I should show goodness of myself. So, those people who want the tariqah, they want purification and the fear of the soul, who are going to get up and make tahajjud like the Prophet? Huh? Only get a day, long victory from here to the door and kick. Why don't get up at 2 o'clock? Why don't you make, you understand, get up and make the tahajjud? Huh? No, it has to be something different. This is the only way you're going to be known. Be different, you'll be known. So this is what it is. Okay? Look to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he's so kind and so patient with his wife, even with his servant. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, خدم to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 years. I was the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. He never admonished me. This is the way of tazkiyah. Teaching yourself how to have sabr, even with your own servant. This is the tazkiyah. How to control. Oh, the man said to the Prophet, say, oh Prophet of Allah, give me advice. He said, don't get angry. He said, give me advice. He said, don't get angry. He said, give me more advice. He said, don't get angry. This is what it is. How to control your anger. How to take it easy and calm down. This is the discipline for yourself. Here's the Prophet, this man giving report, he said that I served the Prophet for 10 years. He never admonished me about something wrong that I did. What does he want? This is the way of the Prophet. Look, the Prophet was the believer. The Prophet was this man even coming inside the mosque. A Bedouin man coming inside the mosque and he urinated in the mosque. If somebody goes in the mosque today by mistake and he sleep with his shoes, you kafir, you so-and-so, what you doing? Get out! This man came inside the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he beat there. He urinated. And everybody said, hey, leave him, leave him.
The Prophet said, you see, this is the passion, how to control your soul, control your emotion, your anger. After the man finished, can you guys go get a bucket of water, pour it in this urine, and this is the way, this is the purification for the land. And this man, come on, let's talk, okay? You see, this is a mosque, this is worship, this is a place not for you, the hammam, and that, so this. See, this is the mannerism of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How to be kind, how to control your anger, how to be patient, how to be nice, how to be... We have the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want purification for your soul? Here. Follow the 40 steps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See how the Prophet looks. Even the man comes and holds the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his shirt, asking him to give him a sadaqah, charity. Hey guys, get him, bodyguard, take him, put him in jail. You see? So we need to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his action as a husband, as a leader, as an imam, as a teacher, and see how he dealt with the community in large, and how he dealt, you understand, with the wife, how he dealt with the children, how he dealt with everybody, with the neighbors, how he dealt even with the enemy. And how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a husband, and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a slave of Allah, making salah, praying, making zikr, making dua, calling in Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did everything. He was a husband, he was a father, he was a teacher, he was an imam. He displayed by his lifestyle all avenues that we need in our life. So it's a matter of study it and implement it. And you're going to be proud that I'm trying to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today some people, they wearing a pants and dragging, okay, and they're down or falling from their back because they try to imitate so-and-so, or putting a cap this way to be like the basketball player so-and-so. We're supposed to have the honor and be happy, proud that we try to imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People imitating all this kafirun and this. No, we have to have the honor and that we be happy that we try to imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's our example, he's our imam, he is the leader, and there is no other tariqah except the tariqah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not a Sufi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not Naqshbandi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not Isma'ili. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not anything except to be Abdullah and the Messenger of Allah. He was a Muslim, and this is it. He was a Muslim, and this is it. The Prophet did not give a word to Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira, he said this 10,000 times. He didn't give, you understand, a long zikri beat from here to downtown area with zikri beat to Abu Darda, and say, Abu Darda, you go and say, the Prophet didn't leave anything alone except he taught us. We don't need to sit down, take a chair, go sit in a dark room, and imagine how we going to make self-purification. How we going? We there is some light, and sit down, and now the Shaykh will take a nap. And after his snore, now I saw in my dream that I'm going to do so and so, and this is the way how to provide. What kind of nonsense is this? Allah is saying in Quran, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. 1400 years ago Allah revealed, today I completed the deed. Now you're waiting for somebody to go snoring, and after this you wake up and say, I saw in my dream, you understand, that you do so and so, and this is the way you get closer to Allah. It's a trash. This is not deed. This is nothing but bid'ah. This is nothing but innovation. And all innovation leads to hellfire. Because misguidance. If you differ from the Prophet, your way is nothing but the way to hellfire. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew a line, خط خطا مستقيما ثم خط على جانبي خطوطا وقال وتلا قول الله تبارك وتعالى وان هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took and drew a line, illustration for the companion, show, and says, this is the way of Allah. See,
This is the tariqah of Allah. One way, straight. This tariqullah. And on the side, he draw other lines. One like this one, just take this, okay? And said, on each one of these roads, is the shaitan. Call him. Come this way, come this way. And he said, indeed, this mind straight is best, straight. Follow it, and don't follow other roads. Don't. Allah saying, don't. If we're really Muslims, we're going to listen to Allah, not listen to the tariqas. Allah says, don't follow other ways. If the Shaykh teach you something from Quran and Hadith, we honor it, we take it in here. We want it to open our head, we pray. But if he giving you zikr or word or tariqah, it's not in Quran, it's not in Hadith. How is there except somebody giving you a poison? Because it's not the ingredient. The ingredient, Allah says, Prophet says. Something different is nothing except poison. Somebody says, brother, he tried to tell me that Subhanallah or La ilaha illallah or Allah, 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 something wrong? Okay, listen. You're talking about logic? Okay. What about to say Allahu Akbar? They're saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. I'm going to say,
A'udhu Billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Kul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad.
Can I do this? Why not? What's wrong with Quran, brother? It's Quran. You see? Yeah, it is Quran, but this was the place for Quran. This is the place for what? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. So don't mix things together. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for everything, the place and time. So don't mix it. Except with authority from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here he says Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and here he says Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and here he says Fatiha, and here he says Tashahud. You see? So some people come and play these games and they say, brother, what's wrong with zikr? Who says something wrong with zikr? So why are you people saying that? I say, yes. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach you this? From who are you about it? Same thing you're telling me, I tell you what's wrong with the Quran, you say nothing wrong. But I say, okay, in my salah, in ruku, I'm going to say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ إِنْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. This is the way of people playing games with you, trying to take you away from as-sirat al-mustaqim. So self-purification and tazkiyah, and uplifting your iman, is throwing, following the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, and inshallah the last point, because time is getting little close and it seems like it's getting a little bit warm here, is join the obligation from salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, all the things. All the form of ibadah is for tazkiyah, for profiling your soul. As example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Establish the prayer. Indeed, the prayer helps you to divert you from the evil and the sin. Because the person understands every time he comes and makes salah, remember Allah and remember the day of the judgment, and he thinks, and all the things will help you to keep you from the haram. Because it keeps reminding you, always they say, Maliki yawm al-deen, and you remember the day of the judgment. So establish this ibadah, the salah, it's establish reminder in your mind that there is Allah, there is the day of the judgment, and all these things. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا جَارٍ بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ فِيهِ فِي كُلْ يَوْمْ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتِ. Let the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give an example. Imagine if you have a lake or a river running in front of your house, and you take yourself in this river 5 times every day, taking a bath every day, 5 times. Would you think the person who is taking a shower 5 times a day has any dirt in his body after this? No way. He said, no, Prophet of Allah. Say, this exactly the example of the 5 time prayer. Allah cleans your sin with it. So the salah is for cleaning, for purification. It cleans our sin. If I look to something haram, if I listen to something haram, if I say something haram, it comes to Salah and it cleans us, to purify us, and gets us clean again, clean again. Like you take the towel, you understand, you put it in the washing machine, it comes clean again. You use it, and after this, you put it again, wash it, and bring it out again, okay? So this purification, okay? So the Salah is for purification also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about zakah, خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها. Take from their property, from their wealth, sadaqa, charity. Why? To make tazkiyah, purification for them, okay? And to elevate them. Because, you know, as Rasulullah s.a.w. saying that a human being, if he has a belly full with gold, he will wish for two. If he has two belly full with gold, he will wish for the third. Human being never satisfied, always wants more and more and more. So Islam doesn't want you to get so attached to this money, and this money became your God. So he's teaching you that you have to take out of this money and give to charity. You see? So when you do this, it makes you think about Allah, think about the day of the judgment, and your attachment, not to the money, but your attachment, there is something else. There is something called reward and blessing and the day of the judgment. Okay? And take all this out of your heart, the selfishness and the greed and the love for the money, and to start also loving and thinking about the other Muslims, because there is poor people, needy, orphan, all these things, okay? So Islam legislates the institution of zakah for purification, for self purification and elevation for our soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talking about siyam. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامَ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The fasting been ordained for you, has been ordained for those before you, that you may learn self-conscious. Okay? So, person can go to any place and eat and drink. If you break your fast, no. But now, this will teach you know that Allah is watching you. And you get hungry. You get hungry, but you did not go break your fast, because you know that Allah will reward you. All the things is what? Self-elevation, okay? And you can go about the whole thing, you understand, about Hajj and about Sadaqah, charity, everything. And it's not only the action of Salah and Siyam and fasting, but also the akhlaq, the manner, the discipline, the behavior, assisting one another, helping one another, care for one another, love one another. All these things for to make you to be a person not only thinking about yourself, only my soul, only myself, but you be a person who thinking about others. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about good manners, good behavior. Inna al-mu'min la yudrik bihusn al-khuluq darajat al-sa'im al-qa'im. Indeed, the Muslim through good conduct, good behavior, good word, he will get the reward of a person who making siyam, making qiyam as the night. The nawafil, the optional, okay? Doing sunnahs and doing nafila and doing more than the obligatory things, this also brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, which in the hadith of the Qudsi, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. So that nothing will bring you closer to Allah better than doing what? The obligatory things like Salah, the five time prayers, fasting Ramadan, making Hajj, Umrah. This is the best way to bring you closer to Allah. Brother Zubair, we're still going to go to the other masjid? Okay. You think you're still waiting? Okay. So we have to close. We have only 45 minutes left. I mean 45. No, don't worry about it. Cut it short. Oh, okay. We cut it short. So anyway, the best way to get closer to Allah is fulfilling the obligation. Give your zakah, make your five time prayer, fast Ramadan, do this. And if you want to get more closer to Allah, do more optional. Do more sunnah. Give more taqwa. And the more that you do, the more that you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Islam is saying about the adab, the manner. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ غُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. Okay? Tell to the believers to lower their gazes. The believers male to lower their gazes and to protect their private parts. This is means of purification for them. Okay? Not to be looking to all the women, and the women looking to the men, and socializing, standing, laughing, jiggling, all the things. This is not purification. This kind of society is sick. It has shame. They already been corrupted, and they act like a kafirun. Kafirun stand up and talk and laugh together. But we Muslims, male and female, we did not stand and face each other eye to eye and laughing and shaking hands and laughing. But no, we could not do this. Allah says the believer women and the believing women, they do what? They lower their gaze. They don't look to each other face to face like this. Okay? And Allah says that when you do this, this is what is good for you. It's purification for your eyes, purification for your heart, purification for your soul. And you can keep going, going, going and tell you more and more, but I know you're getting tired maybe more than me of listening. But one last thing I want to tell you, my brothers, okay? The plant, the soul is like a plant, like a tree. And the tree is not only by giving it, it's by also removing. What I mean by this? The tree gets stronger by giving the air and giving the water and giving all the things. But you need to do something else of what? Remove all these other things that grow beside the tree, because if you don't remove it, it will start to eat, okay, with the tree. So all this, what you call the grass and other things that grow, that is not the main issue. Like the farmers go always to the field and clean the field, take the things that is not supposed to be there, but it's growing there. It's the same thing. It's not enough to do the ibadah, to do Quran, to do zikr, to do fasting, but you need also to remove all these other things, because there is a lot of desire, a lot of shahwat, a lot of deviation, a lot of wrong ideas, a lot of tariqah. So you need to remove all the things away from your soul while you're feeding your soul with the right thing, and this will be the only way for purification and for tazkiyah for your nafs, inshallah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He helps all of us to purify and cleanse our soul and to have the proper tazkiyah, inshallah. And I hope that you got something out of this lecture. I know you're tired, but I'll get you again tomorrow, inshallah. Anybody planning to come tomorrow? 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Good. Okay, 6 now. 20. 25. Alhamdulillah, we meet together, all of us. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
If Sufism is wrong, then why great ulama like Imam Nawawi, Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, and Ibn Hajar were Sufis?
Because they are a human being. Because all of them are human beings, they are not ma'soom. The only one ma'soom doesn't make mistakes is the Prophet. And you don't take the action of the people as evidence. You don't take the action of a human being evidence against Islam. You take the Islam evidence against the people. So if Imam Jilani or Imam whatever you want to call him, he was a Sufi, this is his problem. This is not the Islam problem. You tell me that Abu Bakr Siddiq was a Sufi. You tell me that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Sufi. What's wrong with following the way of the Prophet? Which one is better? The Prophet or the Jilani? The Prophet or the Nawawi? The Prophet or Ibn Taymiyyah? Which one? What's wrong? How we judge the thing? Allah saying in Quran, Allah saying, indeed He has the best example in who? In the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the only example for us. فَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ.
You said
that
as the Sheikh says,
it's all of
the Quran and the Holy Prophet,
then
it should be
respected. Yes. Yes, sir.
And
did anyone of them show up prove that Sufism comes from Quran and Hadith? Yes.
Any Sheikh,
give me something from Quran and Hadith, we respect him, we respect what he's saying, but if he gives us something, it's not Quran and Hadith, this is his personal opinion, we could not say, I have to do it.
I felt the Lord's belief mentioned about the review.
Alhamdulillah,
and also the share of faith.
Yes.
And the
there is many, many, many things for purification of the soul, but you see, because the limit of the time, and I know that the people tired, a lot of things, all what we need, I'm only reminding the people, go follow the footsteps of the Prophet. Tafakkur, the Quran says, those who reflect on the creation of the heaven and the earth. The Prophet advised us to go to visit the grave, okay? Because it reminds us about the hereafter. Yes, there is many things, and as long as these things come from Quran and Hadith, yes. Zikr, okay? Then Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah azim, Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah, reciting Quran, fasting, zikr, nafila, visiting the grave, giving it charity. All these things is good, and all of them come from Quran and Sunnah. JazakAllah khair. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and
Can a Muslim sister be a university teacher?
Can a Muslim sister be a university teacher? If this sister is not married, and she's not a mother, and she's going to be teaching females, yes, she can. As long as she don't mix with men, she don't have a fight with men, she don't mingle in the transportation with men, she don't have to travel by herself, and she's going to be teaching females like her, and she's not neglecting her duty as a wife and as a mother, she can. Allah knows.
Are the people who follow Sufi tariqas considered like prophets?
It depends. Some of the Sufis, they consider kafir, and some of the Sufis consider innovator. So it depends what kind of their deviation. If it's in belief, if it's in practice, if it's whatever it is, okay? But some people who believe in wahdat al-wujud, as example, okay? That God and the creation are one, okay? There is no difference. Whatever you see is God and all this kind of... So this will be at kufra, as example. Somebody who making believe that God making understand exactly different, this is not going to make him a character, but make him innovator. So we could not make a general statement about Sufism, okay? It depends what is the person believe and what is practice.